Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today, in the world of Fortnite, not a lot of news. We know we got that update coming on Tuesday that's going to give us the inventory setting, and can't wait to find out what else we're going to get out of this update. I'm sure there's going to be more changes at Holly Hatchery. People keep talking about changes possibly coming to Coral Castle. So, you know, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what we got coming up in the near future. But for now, let's go ahead and take a look at what we got in the LTMs today. Solid Gold Squads, Team Rumble, the 16 versus 16 Last Maze Domination, Car Royale Team Rumble, Pro Red versus Blue, the Green versus Red versus Yellow, and Battle Lab, of course. Let's see here. For a challenge tip today, where we are, we need to... where are we at, actually? I think we need to open chests or ammo boxes in low gravity areas is where we left off. So, again, you know, this is pretty simple, right? Going to Holly Hedges, aka Holly Hatchery, going to the main building in the center, the one on the northeast side, or the one that's just a little bit to the east of the main building, or the west building on the most west. Those buildings all have low gravity areas around them with the alien nanites permanently there, so you just got to search chests or ammo boxes in those areas. Now, I did confirm that this worked because I did part of the challenge this way. If you happen to be in another area and you pick up alien nanites, like let's say, so I actually picked up alien nanites in Holly Hedges, and then I went to the house that's by the lake that's east of Holly Hedges. I think Dreamflower is there, right? That's where Dreamflower is. Anyways, I went there and there was chests inside of this house. When I went there, there was two, and I was able to cover enough area in this house with the alien nanites that I threw that I covered both chests. I opened both of them and I got credit for both of them. So even if you aren't you know, at Holly Hedges, maybe you're not even focusing on doing the challenge that match, but you happen to find an alien nanite and there's ammo boxes or chests nearby, then go ahead and throw that alien nanite down around those and open those chests and ammo boxes inside, and it will count. So that's you know, a little extra tip that will be good to know in case you know, you're having a hard time. Maybe, you know, it's been a few days now since the challenge has been out, but sometimes, you know, when these kind of challenges are out, it can make it a little bit harder to get those challenges done because everybody's trying to land there, right? So just know that it is possible to get it done outside of Holly Hedges if you have the alien nanites. Let's see here. We can head on over to the item shop and let's look at what's in the item shop today. We have the Shadows Rising Pack, Magma Master Pack, King James Bundle, Ao and Teo's Locker Bundle, the Master Minotaur Outfit with the Bull Shield Back Bling is 1,500, the Dynamic Shuffle Emote is 500, the Swamp Stalker Outfit is 800, Shaolin Sit Up Emote is 200, Dance Therapy Emote is 800, the Sacken Emote is 200, we have the Cloudbreaker Outfit for 1,200, Wingtip Outfit for 1,200. Dirigible Glider for 1,200. The Dominion Outfit with the Flame Sigil Backbling for 1,500. The Burning Beast Glider for 1,500. The Burning Blades Harvesting Tool for 800. Malice Outfit with the Malice Wings Backbling for 2,000. Burning Axe Harvesting Tool for 1,200. Burning Glyph Wrap for 500. We have the Crystal Outfit for 800, the Bronto Outfit with the Bronto Bag Backbling for 1,200, the Pterodactyl Glider for 1,200, the Bite Mark Harvesting Tool for 1,200, the Bright Bomber Outfit for 1,200, Bright Gunner outfit with the Bright Bag back bling for 1,500. The Rainbow Smash Harvesting Tool for 1,500. The Bright Blimp Glider for 1,200. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, so our tip of the day. You know what? It's been years. If you've been listening to the big podcast since the very beginning, you heard me complaining a lot about this in the very beginning. But yeah, the sound in Fortnite, especially anything that's happening behind you, is still not great at all. You know, it's never been the best. The audio has never been the best in those respects. And you know, this just happened to me today. You can have somebody sneak up behind you and you know, not even hear them. They could be not even sneaking. They can be running, and sometimes you just don't hear them, like happened to me today. There was like two. I was playing, I can't remember if it was duos or trios match, but either way, all of a sudden, players were right behind me, next to me, running behind me, and built a box around me because I didn't even know they were there. Shot a missile, like I was getting ready to shoot a rocket launcher at another team. So there was other noise going around, but we were kind of far away from the other team that I was about to shoot a rocket at, because they were in the middle of a build battle fight, so I was just going to try to knock them down. And yet this team that was literally right next to me, close enough to box me into a box and make me explode myself with the RPG, I didn't hear them. So, you know, any time that you can third-party teams from behind, obviously you're already going to have that advantage, but just go ahead and do it. W key in those situations, because there's a chance they might not hear you, but especially if you sneak. I mean, even if you're going at, you know, just using the normal walk or run button, they might not hear you anyways. So especially if you sneak and you're behind them, you have a good chance that they're not going to hear you at all. They're not going to hear you coming. And, you know, this is really good in a situation where maybe a player is boxed in and you want to take a wall. You could just sneak up right to their build. They won't hear you coming. Maybe they didn't expect somebody to be coming, so they didn't look out that side of the wall. You're just going to walk up right next to it just using that sneak button. They're not even going to hear you. You'll break it down no problem and be able to replace it, especially, again, if you're doing this with you know, on the side, on their backside. They're probably not going to hear you. And if you break the wall down, they're not going to be able to turn around fast enough and replace the wall with their own wall. So you'll just get an easy wall replace and then an easy elimination after that. All right, that's the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show if I could ever get that working. You know what? I don't have my phone on me, but we're definitely going to... I'm going to figure out if, like, Spotify has a way for me to look at reviews and whatnot, because this issue that I've been having with Apple Podcasts has been going on way too long, and usually... You know, we've never gone more than a couple of weeks without somebody leaving a review, so I'm sure there's new reviews out there. I'm just not able to view them right now because of the issues I'm having with Apple Podcasts on my phone. So we'll get that figured out, and I'll read them somewhere else. For now, you know, leave me comments on YouTube or you know, on Twitter, and I'll still give you shout outs that way until we, you know, figure out what's this issue with my Apple Podcast is. We'll get back to that normally when we can. And then let's see here. I think we pretty much already ran through everything. So make sure until next time that you have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.